Jan, before we go into the book, why don't we talk a little bit about you as an author and what got you interested in wanting to do a book about Lincoln?
Right, Sam. I'm a school teacher. I've been a school teacher all my life, middle school. I was a principal for 30 years of a division of an independent school in St. Louis. So so I originally was born in New York, came out to St. Louis. But when I came to St. Louis, I realized I was about an hour and a half from the Lincoln sites. And so a couple of years after I started at my school, we brought 7th and 8th graders up to the Springfield area. And when we went to New Salem, there was something about New Salem that I found extraordinarily special. And I came back a number of times to New Salem. And then my students at one point said, you know, you're learning about Lincoln. Can you recommend a book for us? And I said, well, you know, I really can't because you're middle school and there's things for elementary and high school, but nothing for in between. And they said, well, you're a writer. You should write it. And so that's how the book came into being, although it didn't come right away. It took 7 years.
So take us through this book. We meet Lincoln. He's just a boy. This is following his life in Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, as he's sort of growing up. Kind of take us from point A to point B here.
Right. The first part, of course, is when he's born and lives in Kentucky. And at the age 7, the family moved up to Indiana. So that becomes a little bit more of a they were there for 13 years. So that's more of his growth takes place there. Interestingly, one of the little stories I have in there is that when they moved from Kentucky to Indiana, Abe had a dog called Honey. And his father told him that they couldn't take the dog on this journey, and Abe was brokenhearted. And they left the dog, and they went through 70 miles of wilderness to get to the Ohio River. Well, sure enough, when they got on the ferry boat and the boat pulls off, there's this kind of little animal swimming in the river. And people on say, "Oh, that's a coon," "That was a dog," and then they found out that it was Honey. Honey had followed, and so Abe actually jumped off the boat, swims to rescue Honey, swims to the side, and he's a little worried that his father is going to beat him. His father had whipped him when he was younger, and as was pretty normal on the frontier. But his father said, what that dog done for you and what you'd done for that dog, you can keep him.
How awesome. I mean, I've never heard that anecdote ever. You know, frankly, there are a lot of books about Lincoln out there. Much of them, as you are well familiar, you know, focus on his presidential years. There's a lot of sort of sober political analysis of Lincoln, the debater, of Lincoln, the politician, of Lincoln, the president, and so on and so forth. What makes a book like this different, I mean, in a time when we have 150 years worth of literature on it?
Well, Sam, I think it's the first person aspect of it. I think that certainly does it. I should say as well, I had a lot of fun with this book because the primary source material is William Herndon's interviews and letters that he collected after Lincoln died from all those people in Indiana, Illinois, and Kentucky had known him. So the primary source material is smaller. What I think what this book does and what does make it different is that, number one, it's for the audience of middle school and high school, and number two, it's first person. And I think it really presents to children and young adults a Lincoln that they would not know. He experiences many of the same things they do. He's got tension with his father and a parent. He is looking for purpose in his life. He loves being with his friends, but he also likes time alone when he can walk through the woods and reflect. He feels the first whiffs of depression. He has to cope with loss and his own secret sorrows, which modern adolescents have. And he's got religious doubts, and he is shy around girls. So I think that this connects with the audience. There hasn't been a book like this for that audience. As I said, when they came to me and said, "Can you recommend one?" I couldn't find it. So it's for that age level. Although, again, adults have read it and have enjoyed it too.
All those elements that you're describing would make for a perfect coming-of-age story with any character, it almost sounds like. And yet, here we are. This is the 16th president we're talking about here. Looking at writing this book from such hindsight and having all of the primary source material that you did, knowing that this young boy would become the president of the United States, was it difficult to get in that sort of younger voice for Lincoln, you know, despite all the knowledge that you knew ahead of time?
It came easier than I thought it would, Sam. I'm no David McCulloch, but David McCulloch says you have to have this material marinate. And I think that's what was happening over all those years. I started reading and writing about Lincoln in 1984, I think. So that was 30 years. And I think all that material came to fruition in trying to tell this story. Again, I was really, it was beneficial to have to tell the story to middle school or high school students. That way I couldn't get pretentious.
Sure. Did you find it any more difficult, or did the editors give you any notes about sort of how to write for kids in this kind of distraction-filled world?
Well, yes. I think I'm benefited from that as well. I've taught them for 30 years. So I know. In fact, some of the students, this was an interesting thing. When I was working on an earlier draft, I read parts of it to them. And they loved the action parts, the wrestling match with Jack Armstrong up in New Salem, the story about how Lincoln's grandfather is killed by an Indian and his father is right there witnessing that. Kids, of course, loved all that. But I appreciated that there are points in the book where Lincoln is reflective, and they seem to enjoy those too, although there was one when Robinson Crusoe. He read Robinson Crusoe as a boy, and I was kind of assuming that everybody knew about Robinson Crusoe. So I read it to my eighth graders, and they didn't get it. And so I said, well, it's your problem. And they looked at me and said, no, it's your problem. You have to figure out what you're trying to say for us, not the other way around.
Now that this book is out, it's won awards. It's clearly gotten acclaim, and it's now being recommended to kids to read as something additionally on their Lincoln coursework. Are you happy with sort of the results of how things have gone so far?
I'm overwhelmed. There I was, a middle school teacher. My students said you should write it. I thought I was a writer until the publisher said you're a teacher, not a writer, and so then I kept at it. But I knew that there was a Lincoln in me that I wanted to be there for my students.